Now, we've heard about how we can collect data, but if we collect enough data about our behaviour, we can start to make models that can begin to reveal the hidden rules of how we behave. And these models could then be used to predict important events, like changes in economic markets, and help us to work out how to react to them. And we're joined this evening by Stephen Bishop from the Department of Mathematics at University College London, and he's helping to develop just such a system. It's a project called Future ICT. So thanks for joining us, Stephen.
Pleasure.
Now, what I'm really interested in is this whole interconnectedness of systems. And we've seen in the recent financial problems the world's had that some dodgy mortgage deals in America have affected my parents' pension. So how interconnected is the world? How has this happened?
Things have become very interconnected. In fact, so interconnected that we actually don't quite understand how they actually behave and respond. So it's not just the fact that they are interconnected. That itself doesn't lead to problems, but it's actually the behaviour that's really that induces somehow. So we need to understand the hidden effects of that interconnectivity, the hidden behaviour.
Now, one of the problems with this is that we're in a situation we've never, ever been in before. And with many types of science, you can sort of observe things over time and make predictions and do experiments. We're in an ever-changing world. How do we gather data to help us understand and make models?
Well, the data would come from a variety of sources. We're just talking about survey data or people in a laboratory. But there's all sorts of data from, you know, sensors and mobile devices. But also there are plenty of citizen scientists who actually want to give their data to actually make, you know, better projects to have better data. So the whole citizen science thing is becoming much, much bigger. It's collective behaviour.
You're running a project involved in a project called Future ICT. One of the things you talk about is the idea of a planetary nervous system. What's that and how does that work?
Well, we believe that there's so much data available now. It's almost everything is out there and it's just a matter of trying to find, firstly, get hold of that data, but secondly, try and understand it, really understand what it means. So we call it reality mining. So that we really understand what the real implications are of that data. So it may come from fixed sources or mobile devices or indeed, you know, media even. We do lots of searching of media to try and understand trends in the media.
So to make a little comparison, we've previously on the show, and a lot of people know about how we model climate systems, and we take a lot of data and then make models of climate systems to see how the climate might change in the future. What sort of outcomes do you think you can predict with the kind of modelling and data gathering you're doing, and what will people do with these models and the outcomes?
Well, there's sort of three places I think that the models could be useful. Firstly, for policymakers. They could actually help us really make better decisions. More evidence-based policy could be done. So it'd stop us doing this pinball policy situation that we tend to go through in the past. So that's the sort of first aim. The second aim is businesses could really actually use data and models in different ways. So the project, the Future ICT project, would be really a platform for them to do business from, rather like Amazon now started out as a bookseller, but now actually is a really a platform for many businesses to interact with. But also thirdly, for the individual. I mean, individual and groups could decide, you know, their collective behaviour of how they could do things collectively, which nonetheless had a global implication to it. So there's three areas I think could be very useful.
I know that part of the project involves gathering data from mobile phones and social networking. And Jason's talked a little bit about the kind of things that mobile phones can do. But some people are getting very concerned about the privacy issues. And there's been some discussion about Facebook invading people's privacy. How can you get people to give up data without invading their privacy? Or do people just give you all their data and don't really care?
A bit of both, really, actually. Firstly, there are many people who are quite happy to give up their data in these citizen science type environments. So some colleagues from LSE did a project in the Lord Mayor's show where people gave up their data to say where they were, and in return they got back which bars were the best to go to with the smallest queues. So sometimes people give up data and get something in return for it. So it's not just a one-way thing. It should be that it goes back the other way as well.
So this kind of idea of constantly gathering data, building models, finding out where we are and what's happening with all these really complicated systems, I can see that that's going to be very useful in the future. But are there any examples of where this kind of technique is going on right now?
Well, in the UK, we did lots of studies, and not me personally, but people tried to understand how the spread of foot and mouth occurred. We also did things like the H1N1 spreading. So colleagues of mine in the US did very big studies of that. And so really in these problems, we can see the benefit of doing scenarios. What if scenarios? What would happen if we closed the airports down? We can actually run what if scenarios much better on the computer than we can in real life. It's what we should be doing, I think.
And I guess the idea would be to avert complete disasters in the future by seeing where things are starting to go wrong and kind of pulling things back from the edge before they get too bad.
That's correct. Coming back to your starting phrase about connectivity, we've seen several cases where connectivity causes cascades of failures, knock-on effects that we sometimes might have guessed if we'd known about them, but other times they give really, you know, non-linear effects which we really cannot understand how they would knock on to other systems.
We are all connected. Thanks very much. That's Professor Stephen Bishop from UCL, and he's going to be here if you've got any questions for him.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.
This is The Naked Scientists.